It's Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition. Free Talk Live's one of the few programs that's coming to you live right now. In Radioland, there's just not that many programs that are on live on a Sunday evening. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. We open up the phone lines. We let you call in. You can talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. That issue that the family doesn't want to hear about, but you think is oh so important, we'll listen to you. We'll tell you you're wrong, and we'll hang up. No, I'm just kidding.
They could get that from their family.
Yeah, indeed. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Talk to Dave, calling from Ohio. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello. I called in on Monday after Daryl's discussion of his jury duty kind of things.
Oh, yeah.
And I also relayed my experience with juries. And just an offhand comment in the middle of all that, I said something about how I could not assume somebody was innocent because of my science background before I had heard all the facts.
Yeah,
I remember that call. I heard it.
Raise the biggest kerfuffle of it all is no, that's not science.
Right. Well, I couldn't imagine anybody to talk with about this on Free Talk Live except the scientists that were our co-hosts sometimes.
Dr. Stephanie Murphy.
Oh, thank you.
And certainly Brian does a lot of his stuff with scientists, not just technology.
Thank you,
so
sir.
I couldn't think of a better group of people to talk about this with and maybe clarify a few things. So one of the things you said, Mark, was wouldn't the scientists have you assuming innocence of an individual till guilt was proven? And I said no. And he said, well, you disprove things, and so the lack of proof means, and I cut you off and said, no, that's not quite true. Science or science.
Somebody cut me off? You know, I get the accusation of cutting people off constantly on this show. I just cut you off, as a matter of fact. Go ahead.
Scientists in general don't set out to prove things. And you can probably look over to Stephanie right now.
Right.
A lot of what scientists do are gather various types of data. For instance, Stephanie's in biochemistry.
Right.
She wouldn't be trying to prove something on a particular thing. She would be going in and looking at the biochemistry to maybe see what the relationships are. This would come before even setting out a hypothesis about how something works. You have to gather data, gather information, look at it, see if you can see a pattern in there, and then produce a hypothesis to begin with. Is that right, Stephanie?
Yeah.
And
then once you have a hypothesis, then, you know, testing the hypothesis, I think the falsifiability thing comes in. We always hear that, well, you know, something has to be falsifiable to stand up to the test of science. And I think what people are really trying to say with that is if you can't prove something wrong, you know, then you're probably not either not doing the right tests or maybe that thing isn't able to be really studied by science, right? Like if you can't,
that's right.
You know, you're right. So, okay.
When you set up your test, you have to, well, it's what they call experimental design. If you don't design the experiment properly so that it takes into consideration the fact that you might end up with a false kind of, you know, something that goes against what you're looking at. In other words, you can't prove it. If you can't disprove it using that particular test, then there's no sense running the test.
Right. So, yeah, you could get, like, a false positive, and if you can't, like, if you can't use a test to rule out a false positive result, for instance,
right,
then, like, so, for instance, let's give an example of this. I'm just trying to think of this on the fly, but let's say that I have a hypothesis that there is a pink leprechaun on Mark's shoulder right now.
You and everybody else.
And
thank God somebody finally understands, Dave. Somebody finally understands.
And, okay, let's edit that a little bit, an invisible pink leprechaun on Mark's shoulder. Right?
Wait a minute, I can see it.
I'm getting different evidence. Brian says he can see the invisible pink leprechaun on Mark's shoulder. Mark says, oh yeah, there's totally an invisible pink leprechaun.
I feel the weight.
Dancing
the
on my shoulder.
Lizards have a different eye spectrum. Anyway.
And, you know, I can't see it, but I can't really prove it wrong, right? So,
right.
You know, that's kind of an example of, you know, I'd want to try to devise another test to try to study that further.
Right, and some scientists actually specialize in experimental design so that they can rule out any, personal bias in the planning of the test, the design
right.
of the test. And now, it used to be that only the harder sciences were called sciences. Now we have computer science and we have social science and things like that, but they all use the same thing. One of the points that was brought out was that this Potter guy.
He's in
a little bit about him. He really deals in philosophy.
He's in the philosophy of science.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Are you talking about Popper? Karl Popper?
Popper. Yes, not Potter.
Yeah.
Popper. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He was really dealing in the philosophy of science, and since in science you can't find every case of what you are testing, you can only do certain experiments. No matter how often you do them in different ways, it's still inductive. And so there's no deduction in there, so he wanted to try to go back to come at it from a different view. However, in most sciences, you can use induction and then use statistics to show whether you are within a certain confidence interval that the results are correct.
What is induction versus deduction for somebody who is not familiar with those terms?
Induction is looking at a lot of specific instances of how something works and then seeing the pattern and drawing a conclusion from that.
Whereas deduction?
You follow specific rules. You start with certain premises and show that it must 100% of the time follow that your conclusion is true or false.
So it's kind of like empiricism versus reasoning from first principles.
Yes, exactly.
And they can all come up with the right answer at times, at different times?
Sometimes, yep.
Yep, okay.
Well, most of science would fall under inductive, or like observing large sets of data and trying to pick out the patterns in that.
So,
bringing
this back to the jury situation,
right.
The reason that you couldn't claim that the defendant was innocent in your mind was because you had to start with the premise that somebody committed this crime, and it could
be... No, I wouldn't, actually.
The defendant? Okay.
I wouldn't. What I would do is start with, I want to look at this and see what the evidence is before I form the hypothesis that, yes... they were guilty or not guilty. I couldn't do that until I had collected data on it. And for that reason, I could not assume innocence or guilt prior to collecting that data, which is the evidence presented in court. The problem with that is that you only collect this and you don't really have a chance to test your hypothesis with further investigation. In a court, you get your hypothesis, and then you have to decide without any further testing whether it's correct or not.
Yeah, and you have to I guess you get evidence, right, that's presented by the different sides in the court, but
right.
There could be methodological flaws in how they got that evidence, and
right.
maybe you don't necessarily believe all of it, right?
And what about the observer right. effect,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, just observing the circumstances can change the results of the test? What do you do then? Anyway, sorry.
I wish juries got to ask questions. That was I hear in right. some places they do, but no place I've ever lived. Dave, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call and talk whatever's on your mind this evening on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. I've been talking for a few weeks about this company, Force Field Energy, and it's because I believe that Force Field Energy, their stock price is going to move upward, and I want to share that information with my audience. They are a company that does industrial-level installations of LED lighting, and it's not easy to find a company that will do that work. There's just a handful of them in the world that big businesses can, you know, large businesses like universities and warehouses and big box stores, where they can get that will do LED lighting installations for them, and Force Field Energy is one of them. And they're one of only a very, very few that will offer some kind of financing to these companies, and that's a big deal, because this financing makes it so these companies, it's a no-brainer for them. They begin saving money immediately. It's not like you have to lay out the money for the installation of the LED lighting, and then you start to save money, and you amortize that out over a period of time. No, with the financing, you're going to save money in your lighting costs immediately with your business, and I think that's a great way to run a business, and anybody who wants to see this, to get a hold of this stock, FNRG is its ticker symbol. I think it's going to go upward. It's FNRG. Use any old brokerage account to purchase it. They're on the OTCQB exchange, but they're looking to get on the NASDAQ exchange. And once that happens, you're liable to see some upward movement simply from that. But they've got a limited time public placement option, private placement option. Public, you can just buy it publicly on because they're publicly traded. Private placements, you've got to go through them. Their website, forcefieldenergy.com, you go to their contact us link, you click on that, and there's telephone numbers and email addresses there, and you've got to have $25,000 to invest. You get the stock, which is about $5.20 currently, at $4 a share, and you have to hold it for 6 months. That's the deal for the private placement, and that's why you get the big discount of $4 off of $5.20 stock. It's forcefieldenergy.com. Contact us. Let's go to Frode, calling in from, can't remember, it's like Norway. I think it's Norway. Frode?
Yeah, it's Norway.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we just had an election here in Norway. The right wing kind of won in this election.
Oh, yeah?
And one of the reasons why I'm calling is to discuss how to be a libertarian in a socialist country in Norway, because it's so hard. I think it's actually maybe more easy in the U.S.
To be a libertarian? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is pretty much a socialist country, too. But, but yeah, I hear what you're saying.
What do you think your unique challenges are, Frode?
Well, I think one of the most unique challenges here is that our good economy. We are one of two countries in the entire world that doesn't have any debt.
Wow.
It is us, and I think it's Qatar.
Qatar, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was guessing Kuwait or one of those places.
Yeah, it's one of the oil countries anyway. So we have been breastfed with socialism from the beginning of our days and to our graves. So going against the normal thing here in Norway, I think it's so impossible because it's so ingrained in us that we are a socialist country and we need to be that, and the free market really doesn't have any room to play.
You know, I think that in your circumstance, I would be talking to people about the morality of giving people choices as opposed to the sort of, the practicality of it. Because here in the United States, we can see the failings of the government over and over again in, what it does. Whereas, Norway, since it has no debt, it sounds like they're managing to make socialism work a little more efficiently there. And I think that can be done in places where it's a smaller population and it's more homogenous population, like you can make these kind of things work a little more, especially when people are on board, sort of psychologically. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, but one of the things that I am thinking is just that, the feeling of rebelling is so low maintenance there in Norway. We are so grown up in this, like, rich country, and we are taught at school that the parties helped us, what you can call, like, the workers' party has been, like, the biggest party in Norway since the war. And one of their like big sayings are like, look what we have done. We are the workers' party, and we have fixed the future.
Yeah, as though anybody who's in that party has ever worked to do anything.
Yeah,
they've never picked up a hammer.
No. And what's so frustrating for me is that. Being a liberal here is almost as being a terrorist.
Now,
and by liberal, you mean more you like mean libertarian.
Sorry.
Yeah, liberal here can mean basically a socialist. So, you know, it's a translation issue. What about this right-wing party that just recently took power? Are they more free market, or are they just socially conservative?
They are. They are for more commercializing of hospitals, school, and things like that.
Well, how did they manage to get elected if everything's going so honky-dory in Norway?
I think mostly because of the party leader for the Workers' Party. He had been in power for 8 years, and that's quite a long time. We have like a state election, as you have, every fourth year. If
Frode?
I think we've lost him. Norway! Come in, Norway!
The conservatives took over and the internet dies. Game over.
Thanks a lot, conservatives. Oh, there he is. He's back. Frode, we missed what you said. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Where did you miss me?
You were saying that the guy had been in power for 8 years. You have elections every fourth year.
Yeah, and now she won because of taxes. She wants to lower the tax for people that earn a lot of money. And here in Norway, the majority actually earns a lot of money, so they want no tax on the house and cars and luxury things.
Yeah, I can imagine they do. I mean, low taxes sells when you can sell it to the majority. It's it's when you're selling it to on the minority, that's when you get them. Thanks a lot, Frode. Appreciate the call. It's when you can have a large group of people tax a small group of people.
Yeah, they love democracy then.
That's when people like democracy. 855 450 free.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's F-R-E-E. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition, and you can call in, talk about whatever you want. If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com's got what you want in the name brands at rock bottom prices. And this is what really sets Man Venture Outpost apart. Because you can, you know as well as I do, you can go to a big box store, you can buy stuff like this. You can go to they've got big box stores for outdoorsy things. You can go there, you can get that stuff, but you can't get it at the same price you can get it at ManVentureOutpost.com. And they'll get the product to you quick, whether you're looking for handguns or long guns or ammunition or tents or apparel, boating equipment, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, whatever it is you're looking for, they've got it. And likely it's the lowest price you'll be able to find. Every time I've ordered, I've looked around, and those prices are always the lowest I can find at ManVentureOutpost.com. Go check for yourself and get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Stephanie, you wanted to comment on the caller and from the first segment about sort of the scientific method and that kind of thing?
Yeah, that was Dave. And we kind of ran out of time at the end of the segment. But I remember him calling in last Monday, was it maybe, about his experience on the jury and then tying that into sort of philosophy of science. And I think the big point that I wanted to draw some attention to from that is that a jury is not a scientific process.
Okay.
And the fact that they want you to basically do what the judge says, you know, and not use jury nullification, but also assume that the person is innocent. Like, the law says you have to assume that the person is innocent.
But who does that?
Guilty.
I mean, it's more than two-thirds of felony cases are found guilty. And when I figure in that...
Right, but that's not scientific either.
Right.
that's a bias. And so they're both biases. Like, the law itself is saying, like, you have to start out with the bias that the person is innocent.
Right.
And most people have the bias also that the person is guilty if they're...
I don't think that they have the bias that people are guilty. I think they have the bias that the government bureaucrats are doing their job and they're doing their job well and that they're motivated by similar forces as the rest of us or that sort of thing.
How do the laws in the court differentiate from, say, the laws of physics in creating a hypothesis?
Wow. Well, the laws of the court are completely arbitrary and they're handed down by whoever bureaucrats and
right,
they're
but
not
by the scientific
based on
method. If you still have like if you have that set amount of laws, like, so that wouldn't change. They're not comparable is my point.
Right. No, yeah. Okay. And if they need force to have somebody accept them, like, it's all government stuff is force, right? And if it says in this law, okay, well, you have to start out with the presumption of innocence and whatever, you know, like, if that were a good idea, people would just do it, right? They wouldn't need, like, a law to tell them to do it. But the point is, like, the scientific method is something that we use when we want to get to the truth. It's epistemology. It's how do you know when something is true? And the jury process is not that. It's something that's completely different.
And also I think that over time, when you play a game over and over again, you get good at it. So what you'll find is these lawyers, specifically prosecutors, but lawyers generally, play the game. They know how to play the game. And what that does is that bends whatever justice is. So if you have them, you know, taking out the three jurors that are most likely to bring back a good verdict or whatever, you know, what are you left with? You're left with these mediocre people or whatever. I've seen too many times juries come back and just say the stupidest things, what crazy stuff that doesn't make any sense.
Well, if juries were a scientific process, what they would want is to select for the most independent thinking, brightest, you know, most skeptical and most rational people. But that is absolutely the opposite of what they select for on juries. If you are too skeptical, if you ask too many questions, if you're too independent thinking, you're going to get booted off a jury.
Yeah, I mean, people are all worried about, you know, being on juries because it wastes their time and that kind of thing. You know, you just go up and, you know, here, I've got an idea on how to get off a jury. You go up and you say, I believe that in the thousand-year right of juries to find the law guilty, I believe in jury nullification. And you'll never get set on a jury at all.
Yeah.
You know, you just go and tell them that you believe in jury nullification, which is the concept that juries, this thousand-year concept of juries to be able to judge a law to be unethical.
Yeah.
And, you know, they hate that.
Yeah.
The lawyer industrial complex believes that you're too incompetent for that. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Lawyers wrote this law, and you better obey it, because
right.
we're the lawyers, and we're in charge.
Right, so it's set up to make it a semblance of having a critical process where people look at the evidence and make a decision, but that's really not what it is. And also, it's conscription. You know, you are conscripted to work on a jury at $10 per day or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
That doesn't even come close to what most people could make in a day. It's forced labor.
Right.
And what is that except slavery?
Well, and, you know, they let so many people out of jury duty. What do you, why give the money?
Right.
If the money is any motivation at all to the person who's sitting on the jury, I don't want that person because that $10 an hour is, or $10 a day is of, I mean, I want the person that they're paying $100 an hour to be sitting here.
Right.
That's the person. I want them scrambling to be on my jury. If you're going to pay somebody, pay them. Don't insult them on my behalf. Thanks very much.
Yeah, it's this silly little small middling kind of payment that it's not, like, enough to compensate you in any way, but it's not zero either. So they can claim that they're compensating you. It's just silly. I mean,
of course, they throw people in jail for missing jury
right.
duty, so it doesn't sound to me like the compensation's worth it at all.
No. You know, one time I straight up heard, and this is just, like, hearsay or whatever, right? This is from when I lived in Massachusetts. I heard that people with PhDs don't get put on juries because it's not, quote, your peers, because most people don't have advanced degrees. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised about that if they kick somebody off with a PhD, because obviously you have to have some background in science and some maybe critical thinking that other people don't necessarily do in their jobs or whatever.
If they're going to do that, though, shouldn't they be choosing only PhDs for people with PhDs? I mean, if you're going to choose
right, if it's your peers, yeah.
choose me a jury of my peers, right. then we'll go ahead. I'm, you know, find me 12 PhDs today. Good luck. You're going to have to call in a lot of people to do that.
Yeah, and good luck getting them to do it. Well, I tried that. I got called for jury duty recently, and I sent in a letter and said, look, I can't make it on this day. Signed Stephanie Murphy, PhD. I figured I'd try it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what it didn't. They rescheduled it for another time.
Yeah, I mean, what would you do if some of these people that have this, really, I find it to be kind of a crazy notion to, you know, put Bush or Obama on trial? Are we going to have to get Putin and any of these other guys to be his jury, you know, his jury? Come on.
Yeah.
that's kind of crazy.
It's an interesting thing. You consider that depending on the election, but a good portion of the American public doesn't vote at all. Half this jury is not going to have voted. You know, they're going to have an opinion, but they're, you know, I don't know. The idea of putting these folks on trial, it doesn't make any sense to me. This is the system that exists today. I think we should change the system, but the idea of incarcerating everybody who's ever been a government employee or an elected official up till now, I don't know. Now,
the idea
war crimes, that's a different thing.
I was going to say, the idea of professional jurors makes a lot of sense to me.
I think it does.
People who are paid for their objectivity, good judgment, maybe to have, you know, I guess to be in a position in their own lives where they have their own stuff sorted out so that they could sort of make decisions like that.
I feel like that is an impossibility, because at that point you'd have the lawyers looking over the jurors and see how they decide, like a, you know, like fantasy football. And that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we'd have to. I mean, it wouldn't work in the current system, but maybe in a more free market kind of justice.
What are your thoughts on how to solve the criminal justice system? 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on civil So justice system will open, too. 855-453.
Vacation planning in full swing. Have you thought about travel insurance? Our loyal sponsor, Travel Guard, offers valuable coverage that travels with you and your family. Travel Guard's available 24/7 with several plans to choose from. Covering medical emergencies and evacuations, travel delays and trip cancellations, lost luggage and more, Travel Guard's your lifeline away from home. Visit TravelGuard.com or RudyMaxa.com.
Coverage limited by the terms and condition of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union and Fire Insurance Company in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Non-insurance services provided by Travel Guard Group Incorporated.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And I forgot to mention Skype. I'm not very good at mentioning it generally, but if you want to give us a call on Skype, you could do that. Our handle there is lrn.fm. That's lrn.fm, as in Liberty Radio Network. And all you have to do is send a little friend request, and we'll approve it during the show, no problem. And you can give us a call, talk about whatever you want. Sound quality is a lot better on Skype. Or you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE, whatever floats your boat. The Bitcoin Store is the best place to get the best prices on consumer electronics devices. At bitcoinstore.com, you can go there, take a look. They've got tablets and laptops and desktops and MP3 players and cameras and everything that you could possibly imagine, and they've got them at wholesale prices. Everything there is at a wholesale price. Nearly. There's one item that's not, but besides that. but of their 500,000 items, one of them is not wholesale.
There's always one.
It is. They just have to do it that way. It's contractual. Anyway, you can go to bitcoinstore.com and buy there. But there's a catch. You got to use bitcoins. You can't use dollars or rubles or euros or drachmas or baht or whatever. You've got to use bitcoins to buy at bitcoinstore.com. But it's worth it. And shipping above $100, free. BitcoinStore.com. So, I've got a call here. Sorry. We'll go directly to your calls. That's how we do it here on Free Talk Live. I was going to get into another story, but we got Keith calling in from Wisconsin about jury duty. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How you doing? Speaking of jury duty, they can actually solve that. You know, instead of just making people not go to work, how about the people that are on welfare, people that are collecting unemployment? And if they don't show up, you don't throw them in jail. You just don't give them their money until they do show up. Also,
do you want people on welfare and unemployment? I mean, are those your first choices for the people to be sitting on your jury?
No.
I'm not saying, I don't know. I mean,
no, but there's other people, like people that are retirees, not necessarily bring them in and not pay them if they don't show up, but pay them extra money because their time is, you know, they put their time in, they collect, they earn their Social Security. So if they're retirees and they get the pension, and if they have give them the option to do jury duty and make a paycheck, and, you know, it would motivate some people to that have nothing to, you know, that want something to do anyway, and I think they would take it serious. But as far as people that are on welfare or unemployment, maybe the once a year, call them into jury duty, and if they refuse to do jury duty, they, you know, don't give them any money for like 2 months.
You How know, about we just abolish welfare and the jury conscription system?
Well, I think this is supposed to be a step in between. I think it's interesting. I wonder what would happen if we did this, what the consequences would be as sort of a half step between here and there. But
everybody loves to do stuff to sort of punish the welfare recipients and stuff. And
well, do you know why, you know, though? I mean, because they feel like their money is being
stolen from them. I can understand that for sure. But I'm thinking of that program in Florida where they were drug testing welfare recipients. And that had been something that in the past, like, a lot of conservatives had really been pushing for. And it ended up actually costing more money.
Oh, a lot more money. It wasn't just a little bit more money. I think they found 28 people in the months that they did it, and they spent $5 million. And you divide that over 28 people, you figure, this didn't work.
Yeah, admittedly, the people in these programs would probably have to be provided public transportation. They'd have to pick them up at various places.
What we need is the jury limo.
My thought process on that is, instead, like I said, if they don't show up for jury duty, you don't throw them in jail. You just don't give them the money that they expected. You know what I mean?
But what about getting there? I mean, a lot of people on welfare don't have they can't hop in a car like I can. And just
it's not just people on welfare. When I got called for jury duty recently, the courthouse is almost an hour and a half away from my house. So I have to have a car, and there's no public transportation that goes up there. Well, so it,
I said, if people are retirees and are getting a paycheck for showing up, that money, instead of giving the people on welfare and unemployment a paycheck, you use that money for their transportation.
Well, the money that people are currently getting for showing up for jury duty is like $10 a day. I mean, it's an incredibly small
not
amount
that
of
much
money.
Savings.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get them anything with that. But you might be able to send around some kind of, you know, city bus or something to pick them up. I don't know.
Well,
it's all very interesting.
It's just another kind of idea I had about, you know, people, if they're unemployed, they're not doing anything anyway, and if it's a jury trial that's like 3 weeks long, I mean, the chances of them finding a job in that 3 weeks, I mean, I don't know, I'm just thinking that maybe it might be a solution.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Keith. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Okay, so how do I say this without sounding like a jerk? You know, I wonder...
Don't worry, Mark. If you preface it with, I don't mean to sound like a jerk, but it won't sound like a jerk.
No. I would certainly sound like a jerk at that point. So if somebody's on welfare or something like that, I'm not saying every person on welfare is below average intellect, but if I'm the person on trial, I want my jury to be a bunch of smart mamma jammas, you know, like some people that can really sort of figure out problems that you can speak to in a way that aren't moved by sort of a great public oration, but instead look at the facts. And I find the American public generally to be easily swayed by great orators, and
every 4 years,
badly, they're not very good at looking at the facts and drawing good conclusions.
Right.
And you know, the average intelligence is supposed to be about 100, according to the IQ test. And I don't think the IQ test is certainly by any means the scoring of complete intelligence.
Not at all.
No. But I don't know. I would like to have a bunch of smart people on my jury, I'm concerned.
Let's forget about intelligence just for a moment. I think you could really make a case that if somebody's on welfare, it's more likely that they are stressed out in their life. Like, they're worried about financial issues.
Oh, yeah.
They're worried about how to take care of their family.
Sure.
They've got a lot going on emotionally, and so they may not have the bandwidth to care that much about somebody's jury trial. You know what I mean? Like, they're just worried about how to survive. Why would they, you know, spend a lot of energy into making a great jury decision?
Yeah, sure. But the middle class people are working their butts off, too. They're stressed.
Yeah, the concern, though, is that a good lawyer for, you know, if I was just going to court, and the job I expect of my lawyer is to pick people who don't have a grudge or who don't have a... an entitlement mentality, maybe, mm-hmm. Or the idea.
How do you find somebody without an entitlement mentality in America?
Well, I guess that's why you need good lawyers, right? they need to be able to gauge that stuff. But that's the thing, is that I get the sense that, I mean, a lot of people on welfare, a lot of them may have the sense, and it's understandable that you know, they've been wronged.
Yeah.
In life, to be where they are, it's not fair, and I think they would have a desire for someone to pay, regardless of what the situation is, the jury case.
Just, yeah, make someone pay.
Yeah, yeah, they just want to punish somebody for the situation.
I think that goes beyond welfare recipients.
Well,
everybody wants to punish
somebody.
Right,
but that's the point. That a good lawyer, that's their job, is to find somebody to put on the jury, to vet them to where it's a person that has that to the least possible.
Well, again, then it comes down to biases and how the jury process is not scientific.
Right. Well, it's a mess, and I think that what you're talking about, Brian, certainly, you know, it's a lawyer's job to find the best jury for you, but that's the problem, is that they're both lawyers are trying to find the best jury for them. And it seems like along the way, the state's won. That because there's so many shows out there where, you know, the cops are the good guys and the prosecutors are the good guys and they're finding the bad guys and they're putting them on trial, and usually it's the bad guys that are, they're walking. You know, that... You know, that's the narrative that's out there, that the bad guys get away with it every single time. And the statistics are 100% opposite of that. Fewer than 1% of cases are far fewer. It's like it's minuscule. Let's see. Fewer than 1% of cases that of arrests end up in trial, and of felony charges, I couldn't find misdemeanors, more, about two-thirds are found guilty. So it's incredible the amount of people that are found, you know, that run through the system and either their cases are dropped or they're found guilty or they plea or whatever. And I just wonder how many people are taking pleas, how many innocent people are taking pleas.
Oh, sure.
Just because they can't deal with the system. And then when somebody... 1%, fewer than 1% of cases get to a jury trial. Somebody takes this all the way to jury trial, I would think that larger than average chance that they are innocent. That's what it would seem to me. 855 453.
A lot of people. Like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2 XM channels and a darn big podcast. That many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.